Norwegian TV probably said it best in their first reports from the scene of last week's goat cheese fire in a road tunnel in the Arctic.
De utbrente lampene I taket viser litt av brannens herjinger I Bratli-tunnelen I Tyskland.
That's right, a goat cheese fire. Call it the fondue heard round the world. The incident, and Robert, it's the first of its kind in anyone's memory, occurred late last week near the city of Narvik. 20 tons of brown cheese were on a truck when it ignited. It took 4 days to extinguish the blaze. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but the road tunnel remains closed and will be for about a week. So far, no official word yet on what started the fire burning.
So, what is this combustible brown cheese, we wondered? Are we safe? Does the UN know about this?
Well, we call it Brunost.
That's Rolev Solholm, chief editor of the Norway Post in Oslo.
It's very unusual. I can't remember myself having heard ever that a load of brown cheese was caught fire in a tunnel.
Brunost is unique to Norway, Solholm says. And creating the product requires several steps.
It is made by boiling over a long time cow's milk or goat's milk, and then it becomes more or less like a caramel substance, and it is then poured into containers that makes it usually a square block, like a brick.
Solholm tells us the brown cheese is a hit with tourists who usually leave Norway with one of those bricks. It's served on rye crisp or bread and sold around the world in gourmet cheese stores. As to the cheese as a flammable substance...
Of course, the thing that makes it burn for so long is the fact that it is a sugar caramel substance, which, of course, would just keep on burning for days, you know.
A spokesman for the Norwegian Public Roads Administration says that in his 15 years in the department, this incident was the first cheese-related fire to close a road. He says he didn't know cheese burned so well.
This is NPR.